awake, and I'm wondering, why is he sleeping? Why does he get to sleep when I'm the one laying awake, tormented by nightmares? And I wonder, does he ever think about it? Does he feel bad about it? That fucking college professor? That bastard? Does he wonder? Does he wonder what's happened? Does he wonder what pain he's caused? And I wonder, will I ever reach my level best? Is there a level best? And where would I find it? I often wonder this late at night when I can't sleep. So I was thinking the other night about another asshole, and I was thinking, you know, I did catch your eye from the side the other night, and I could tell by tonight that maybe I get away from you. And why? Well, because I wanted to. I just want to get away from you. I want to find a level best. Where the fuck is my level best? Don't I deserve a level best? Everyone else has one, it seems, and I wonder, I just wonder why I have to stay awake every night. And so then, that got me to thinking, well, you know, when you threw me down in front of my friends and you said that I was the crazy one, was that really the truth or was it you? I think it was you. In fact, I'm pretty sure of it. I wonder why, when I'm out and I see you, do you look at me like it was my fault that you threw me down? And why none of our friends stood up for me? I mean, it really makes me think about the way women are treated. I know that sounds cliche, but come on. How come you got to throw me down? I wish I could throw your ass down, and you fucking deserve it. You deserve it more than I do. Anyone who could throw me down in front of our friends and not feel bad about it deserves to be thrown down, and I'm pretty sick of it. You are not a level best, and maybe, just maybe, learning from you will get me closer to my level best, but still, I can't help but say it, I wish it had never happened, and I'm not sorry that I'm alone. I'd rather be alone than be with you. So then I keep thinking and thinking and thinking, where is the level best? What is it? Do I need a super mushroom? What do I get to power up to my level best? So that brings me to the next one on my list that makes me wonder, at night, why? Why did I end up here and not you? It brings me to you, and it makes me wonder why I had to sit there night after night after night after night looking at you and your mauve lipstick, listening to you tell lie after lie after lie, listening to you tell me about how much you want to be choked during sex, having to listen to you fuck through the ceiling. God, do you really think I wanted to hear that? Because if you do, you're wrong. And then I wonder, like, do you know that I didn't let your cat out? Because I just want to make it clear at this point that it was not me, and it was your uncle. I mean, I know you think it was me, but it wasn't me. It was not me. It was not me. It was you. It was you. It's all you. It's all your fault. And I think, well, if I'd had to sit there in your basement for another night, I probably would have ended it right there, because that's what would have happened, and that's what you would have fucking deserved. So, I would have been dead, and you would have been living. And where's the justice in that? I doubt it. That's why I left. So now I'm gone, and I'm still looking for the mushroom. Do I need a mushroom? What is the secret? How do I get to the level best? So I often think about the night that you chased me with my kitten and I had to throw her down, and I wonder, did she suffer emotional damages from that? And if she did, do I get to sue you? I mean, can I sue you so I can take her to an animal psychologist and get her head worked on? And, you know, I'm pretty sure that there was some damage done. How could there not be? When you're tiny and someone throws you on the floor in fear, that's pretty terrifying, I'm sure. So, and then I was wondering about the other time when we were standing in the kitchen and you were scratching your belly button and then you smelled it. I mean, and then you told us that we were rotting our brains. I wonder, whose brain was rotten to begin with? I'm pretty sure it was yours. And I think, and I think, and I think, are you happy now? Have you found your level best? And is it really, can you find it by researching your personality on the internet? And is that what I need to do? I need to wake up 10 minutes earlier every morning so that I can research all the hippest bands and all the latest fashions, so that when I meet people on the street, I can impress them with all the bands that I know. And then maybe, just maybe, I'll reach my level best too. But somehow, I think that this isn't it. So you know what I figured out? The super mushroom, the level best, and how you get there, it's all about accepting the freaks. The real freaks, not the ones who want to be freaks. The kids with acne, the kids who are ugly, the kids who are fat, the kids who have been shit on all their lives because they just happen to have poor genes, like it's really their fault. Those are the people who've cultivated their personalities and know what's up. They know how it is to be witty. They know what it is to be funny, and that's all that matters. And nobody cares if you only weigh 90 pounds. Who fucking cares? It's all about who's nice. That's all that matters. So my super mushroom is Derek. It's my super mushroom. He's taught me that I don't have to care. I'm proud that I'm fat, I'm proud that I'm ugly, and I don't care. All the people who've taught me to feel like shit for who I am, you can all fuck off. My level best is fucking being me. And I don't care if that's cliche. I don't care if you don't like it. That's the fucking way it is.